I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the accent for me though. I just it's not good.
Oh, you said it. You said it.
Oh gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tiara.
What are we here to talk about?
It's just so bad. If anything, just turn on the first few minutes of it. And then you'll just the first few minutes, I just need 5 minutes of the movie, and you'll be like, what is she doing?
I have something I want to tell you. I am running for president.
Of the United States? Holy.
I'm paving the road for a lot of other people looking like me to get elected.
Brooklyn's first black representative.
All you got is your one vote.
You sound just like every other politician.
Do I look like every other politician?
It's a joke. The only thing anybody's gonna remember is that there were a bunch of black folks who made fools of themselves. I'll kill you!
See, too much suffering. And I don't know how to not try.
So the trailer you just watched is that of Shirley, the recent biopic released from Netflix about the life in the presidential campaign run of Shirley Chisholm. As always, I am Tearon. That's T-E-A-R-O-N, period. And it's another Tuesday. So you know who I am here with.
Hey, y'all. Happy Tuesday. Glad to have you back. And it's me, Tiara Janae. Of course. Who else would it be?
When you initially heard about this film, what were your initial thoughts? Mine were, I'll let you answer this in a second, but mine were more so, I was surprised because I feel like Shirley's story is one of those, like, her legacy, I feel like it could have been told several times by now.
Yeah.
But this is like one of the, there's been like her, I think she was played by Uzo Aduba. I think that's how you say her name.
Oh, really?
But it was for that one series where they were highlighting like.
Yes.
I know. I forget what the, you know what I'm talking about?
When Viola Davis played Michelle Obama? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it was in that particular, it wasn't the same episode.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But it was in that particular series.
Yes.
And so I remember Shirley being portrayed there. And then now Shirley is being portrayed by none other than the Regina King. Mm-hmm. And I was more so excited to see what Regina King was going to do with such a role for such a polarizing historical figure at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Regina King, we know, has dealt with a lot lately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of watch this and see how she performed on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really what I was focused on going into this. And I was hoping to learn some new stuff about Shirley's story as well. But what were your initial reactions when you heard that they were going to be doing this movie and that Regina was going to be leading it in the part?
Yeah. So at first when I heard they were doing it, I was like, oh, Lord, who's going to be playing Shirley? Because instantly, of course, that's what we're thinking. But then when I saw that it was Regina, I was like, okay, all right, I'm with that. I like that. And then, as you said, I'm just excited to see Regina in anything. We love seeing her. She always lights up the screen. Veteran actress. So always good to see her. But then also, I was interested to learn more about the story of Shirley because, admittedly, I don't know a ton. I know, like, bits and pieces. Yeah. So I was excited to learn more. And then also was excited that, like, she was going to get some light shed on her for not just our generation, but people, you know, younger than us and even older than us who may not know a ton. So, yeah, I felt like it was a good choice. I was like, all right, cool. I'm with this. Yeah.
It had the potential to be set up to be really great in terms of you're working with a rather more like unsung hero mm-hmm. of Black history.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the perfect canvas. That's the word I'm looking for to you know, sort of build upon.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they did that. Mm. I don't think that they did their best work with Shirley's story.
Mm. Okay.
That's just my initial thought.
Okay.
Again, we start out the movie with Regina King, and she comes on screen. We see her look. Mm-hmm. They start out with Shirley's story. We don't get any early stories. We don't get anything, you know, saying where she's from, anything about her parents, nothing like that. We start right at her being elected into Congress and, you know, preparing to go and like take the Congress freshman class photo.
Shirley.
The House, it is my honor to introduce the freshman class of the 91st Congress of the United States of America.
And then from there, we get straight into her campaign. There's nothing. I say that there's nothing that you can't learn on Wikipedia that is in this movie. Did I say that right? Is that how I wanted to say that?
Yeah. You know I mean? Think that's what you meant. Yes. Uh-huh. You said
like,
that.
Like, you can go and you can read a few paragraphs of Wikipedia about Shirley's work.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably can learn more on Wikipedia.
Wow.
But as far as her background goes. But
yeah,
you can learn this straight away with a quick search of Shirley Chisholm. And I don't know. I feel like with this particular person telling their story, I think you would want to go as deep as you can and give us this. But they opted for that biopic that chooses a period of time in one's life and then they tell that story. That's the approach they took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to agree with you there. I felt like I was going to get more of the history. I definitely had to go to Wikipedia following that, which I do typically anyway, but for sure, because I was like, okay, there's some parts missing for me. There's some things that I just didn't know. So I felt like if I was feeling that, then definitely people who are not as familiar with Shirley and her legacy are probably also doing that. So it left a little bit for us to look for.
But
yeah.
So the problem that I have is that when you do stuff like this, you have the potential to capture new audiences or tell about someone's legacy to a younger generation, right?
Right, right.
And unfortunately, the younger generation who would benefit from Shirley's story
mm-hmm.
and the inspiration of it don't care to go outside of something and research it. They're like, hey, give it to me in this package that you have and tell me everything you need to tell me then.
That's fair.
I don't see a lot of young people saying, oh, I'm going to go and, you know, look up more.
Yeah.
Because they are so used to getting things fed to them in quick.
Mm.
They get a lot of information in a few seconds, minutes, and they're used to that.
Yeah.
So if they decide to sit down and watch something like this, they want you to tell them the story. And unfortunately, I don't think we get that here.
Yeah.
I think that instead what they do is they use a series of montages to gloss over climactic points in the movie. I did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's particularly a scene where after we get introduced to her campaign team, so she's putting her team together, we see her interactions with some youth and stuff like that. I do want to say they did point out the fact that Shirley wanted to exploit the new laws that came into place, because a lot of people don't think about it for like our generation and stuff, because it seems like it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
But you just did not always get to vote when you were 18.
Yeah.
That happened, I think it was like 19, I was like 71, something like that.
Gosh.
That came into law where it's like, okay, now you're 18, now you can vote. I think it was 21 before. But the point is, Shirley pinpointed that fact and basically built her campaign on targeting the youth that can now make their voices be heard and now,
right,
you know, exercise their right to vote.
And I call to you, the youth of America, to take part in the fight for the future. Those of you who are able to vote for the very first time must use your voices and let the politicians know that the government belongs to all the people.
So the movie did do a good job of highlighting that fact and showing how she would have gone about, you know, targeting the youth, which I think is important. Sign of the times, right?
Yeah, no, for real.
Shirley would have definitely had a TikTok.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What?
We do also get some appearances from several actors.
Yeah.
One being Terrence Howard.
Yes, we did.
Now, I call me crazy, T.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Terrence was done with acting.
Okay. But when did he say he was done? Was that before or after they filmed this? Do we
way
know?
Before this.
Oh,
way before this. Terrence said he was going to do like some exploration or something spiritual or something like this.
Okay.
And he said he was retiring completely, but he gave us the Terrence special.
Listen,
you know what
the people Terrence are special willing is? To pay. You know what I'm saying? But no, what is the Terrence special? Please tell us.
So the Terrence special is anytime there's a monologue that he has to do. Have you noticed that Terrence always sounds like he's gonna cry?
Is this you being encouraging?
If you really are done with all of this mess, I'm not gonna blame you, and nobody else can. And I hope to God it happens.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you for making us believe. That's what matters.
Okay, now that like you say that, yes, he does.
It's a shakiness to his voice. It's a shakiness to his voice. Why would you say that? It's nothing. You know.
Now that you say it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we definitely get a Terrence special where he's speaking to Shirley. Terrence actually plays I forget the character's name. He plays Shirley's second husband. Let me put it that
Arthur.
Way.
Arthur.
he plays her second husband, and in real life, Shirley, you know, would have met him during these times, but because she was putting so much into her campaign and stuff, her relationship with her husband presently was rocky anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get some of that. We do see the relationship playing out. I do think that they did a good job casting the her first husband. Michael Cherry played Conrad Chisholm. And I think that visually, the casting was on point. I don't know if Michael Cherry is Jamaican as Shirley's husband was. But if he is, he's got a good accent. If he isn't, let me say he's got a good accent.
Gotcha. He's from Trinidad.
He's from Trinidad? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's why he was able to get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. But we also get performances from people like Brad James, who shows up as Huey P. Newton. And we also get, this is something that stood out to me, Tierra. I don't know if it stood out to you as well, but someone is actually playing Diane Carroll.
Yeah.
And to me, Diane Carroll is so recent.
Yeah. You know Diane what I mean? Carroll is Diane Carroll. Yeah. That threw me as well. I was like, wait,
but
oh, shoot.
She's no longer with us. And mm-hmm. she, you know, has such a legacy and such a iconic persona.
Yeah.
That I was like, okay, who is going to be doing this?
Yes.
And
Diane Carroll was played by Amira Van. Right? Yeah.
She, first of all, Amira is amazing in everything she does, but she's only in this one particular scene as Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And she does, I think she does a good job of capturing that Diane Carroll essence. I really do.
I agree.
Where the movie does have good moments of inserts of characters and things like that. You get to see some phenomenal actors and some great performances for, you know, for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It fails in giving us a full blown story. And a lot of times in the middle, it was getting a little too slow. It was dragging along a little too much.
Yeah.
And I would have preferred a different pacing, but also I would prefer to learn something new that I could not find from a quick Google search on Shirley.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I'll be saying I'm with you when you write, and I gotta agree. The excitement from like starting the movie and being like, okay, we're gonna learn something new. And then like along the way, you're like, okay. And like you said, the pace of it all. It kind of changed for me. But also, one thing I want to point out that you did not call out, which is surprising to me. Can we talk about the accents? Can we talk about that a little bit? It was a little inconsistent for me.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Ay. Regina is phenomenal.
Facts.
She acts her behind off.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yes.
This is what she was born to do, and she does it well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to say that first.
Yes.
That being said, she's such a big deal, especially for Black audiences. She's been around since she was so young.
Yeah.
And we know her. She's one of those people, if they did a game, you know, they sometimes do these games where you got to guess the voice and stuff.
Oh, baby,
like this.
We know it's Regina. We know that voice.
And I think that Shirley Chisholm's way of speaking, again, Shirley Chisholm grew up in New York, Brooklyn, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
She was first generation U.S., her parents being from Guyana. I think her father was Bajan.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Caribbean influence. They did show that she was bilingual, so she knew some Spanish because there was, you know, Cuban communities and stuff at the time. So mm-hmm. she was able to communicate with those people as well.
Yep.
And, you know, so that's interesting stuff there. But Regina doing Shirley Chisholm's voice is a hard sell. Regina's voice is so distinct from listening to her do the characters on the Boondocks
to
every movie she's been in. I'm just like, I winced. Too.
Yeah, it's very much a gift and a curse. Like, it's like, it's a gift because you are recognizable and we know you. We know you when we hear you. But then it's also tough to try to, you know, mute yourself and become someone else. And with Shirley's voice being so distinct and so unique, I think Regina missed the mark on that.
Yeah. That was one of the bigger downsides of it, because there's scenes where, you know, she's giving an emotional performance or she's, you know, taking center stage and she's saying what she has to say.
Yeah.
And I found myself unable to get lost in that.
Yeah.
Unable to be convinced. And I think it's just because Regina is Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley is Shirley. And I couldn't separate the two. I'm usually good at that. But
I thought
like, you know, I'm gonna watch the movie for a while and then eventually I'll get used to it. But there would be stuff where she would say, and I was like, you kind of sound like yourself, you know, certain words. Even when she would say her husband's name,
mm-hmm.
Conrad, mm-hmm. it was like,
Conrad.
It was little Gina undertones, and it was hard.
Yeah.
I think she did the best that she could. I think she really meant it.
Yeah.
But audibly for me, it didn't work.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
yes, let's wrap it up.
I want to give my rating for Shirley. And I appreciate with when these stories are being told, because again, they do present the opportunity for someone who was significant in history, especially with something as important as being the first Black woman to run for president, right? That's a big deal.
Huge.
That's a big deal here in America.
Yeah.
And she's someone who deserves to have her story be told in a respectful way. And I think they did respect her legacy.
And, you know, they didn't do any dirt. They didn't throw any dirt on the situation, right? So that's fine and all. However, the weird accent, the choice of wanting to do montages repeatedly skipping over key points that I feel like could have been really good scenes if they just, you know, chose the right thing. That part seemed a little rushed, a little lazy for me. And I wasn't happy with it. I wasn't happy with how it turned out in the end, when it had so much potential to be great. So for the fact that it brings up Shirley's name, and we're going to possibly see, you know, more people looking her up, you know, learning more about her, having that inkling and the desire to say, okay, who was this? Because you're not going to get all the answers in this movie. Who was this? That part I'm okay with. Overall, I'm in the middle on the movie itself. And so I'm going to give it a Jennifer Lewis respectfully. What say you?
Well, for me, I just want to echo you. We here at Ubiquitous Blacks love a Summer Regina King. We love her down. Love her work. I agree with you. I do think that she approached this with the best intentions. But sometimes in life, we all fall short. And I feel like that's what happened here. And, you know, it's a testament. It happens to the best of us. I do feel like Shirley's story was cheated a little bit. I feel like there's probably a lot more that we could have learned about her and about her legacy and about her story. The accent. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead and also give this a Jennifer Lewis.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think that's perfectly perfectly fine. Yeah. I don't see any reason to give it more than that.
Or less. It was fine. It was fine.
Will I go back and revisit it? I know that's a question we often ask here.
No.
Probably not.
No. But would you tell somebody to go watch it? Like, are you telling our audience to go watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. I think it piques enough of curiosity that if you are the kind of person that, you know, wants to, you know, get sort of an insight on someone like Shirley, you will have to go and look up more if you want more details. But I think it sparks an interest enough for you to do that if you are already that kind of person.
Yeah.
So I do recommend you sing it. And also, Regina's performance overall isn't bad. It's just the accent was off-putting.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's really it. That's really it.
Fair.
So, you know, it is what it is. I mean,
it was what it was.
We love you.
We love you.
Well, I have been T-Ron, and of course, Tierra's been Tierra.
Yeah.
And if you've been watching this for this long, go ahead and leave a like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this as an audio medium on your podcast platform of choice, go ahead and leave us a comment, a 5-star review, follow us, subscribe, well, all the things, whatever the buttons are that make you get more of this,
press them.
Do that.
Press them.
And if you have any recommendations for us, you can leave a comment on this video or your podcast platform of choice. Or you can email us recommendations, ubiquitousblacks@gmail.com. Tierra, where can they find you? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I forgot to say, you can also find me on Instagram @TRonWorld, on TikTok @TRon_with_2_, And Tierra, where can they find you?
You can find me on socials as well at Tierra Takes, TIERATAKES _. Also, all things Ubiquitous Black, just send the message there and I will receive it. And I'm going to echo my boy T-Ron. Please send us some recommendations our way. We love suggestions. We do take them. We vet them. But we do take suggestions and recommendations. So if you got them, send them on over.
Y'all. Peace out, y'all. Bye.